something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Four Kinds of Blessings.
Hallelujah.
If you study about that character, Isaac, you discover he was a very spiritual man. He's one of the very few men the Bible mentions went out and in an isolated place meditated in the things of God. That will show you the kind of man that Isaac was. He was no ordinary fellow. He was someone who gave time to the things of the Spirit. He had times of meditation. That's Isaac, the kind of man he was. And when you study about him in the book of Hebrews, you discover he was a great man of faith. Plus that, he was a prophet of God. Hallelujah. Don't stop where you are. He went forward and grew until he became very great. For he had possession of flocks and possession of herds and great store of servants, and the Philistines envied him. He was so great, the people of the world envied him. You have to get to that point. Let them envy you. Because they will. If you grow to become very great, they will envy you. It'll be so. Thank you. Just keep growing, keep growing, keep growing, keep growing, and then become very great. And let the Philistines envy you. You ever read about Job? Oh boy, man was great. Job was great. Come on, book of Job. Hurry there. Thank you, Holy Spirit. That's in Job chapter number 1. Job chapter 1. Now, before I read that to you, I want to check up something for you here. From verse 1. Well, actually, it's important for you to understand. I want to show you the wealth of this man. From verse 1. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. And that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. And there were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. His substance also was 7,000 sheep, and 3,000 camels, and 500 yoke of oxen, and 500 she-asses, and a very, notice that, a very great household. Now, I want to, a very great household. Do you know what that means? First, he's talking about those that lived in his house. He said there's a lot of people that depended on him. Lots of people that he was taking care of. Did you read about Abraham? The Bible tells us he had 300 servants born in his house. Some of you think you got a nice job and you got the fat salary, and only you, your wife, and your one son. You are suffering. You just don't know it. Wait till you're 65. You'll be neat in your eyes. Because you don't want to help anybody. When you become old, you will still be carrying a bucket of water. At the age of 70. Some of you women know what I'm talking about. You're 67 and you're still setting the fire. Yes. Because you're being selfish. You don't want to raise anybody's son or daughter. Then you grow old and have no one to help you. That's what's happening to those in Europe. Old men and old women die in the house and the police has to go pick them up. Nobody takes care of them. The children have grown up and gone out of home because that's what they notice. Everyone has to fend for himself. You see, an old woman, she's 75. And she's in the shop trying to buy something. And there's an old man trying to get a t-shirt for himself. Because it's getting the winter time and he's looking for some cardigan or something. And he's there to buy it by himself with a walking stick. How old is he? 79. He can't send anybody. He has to go by himself. Jump in the bus and ride down there. Why? Because that's what his father did too. And he knows he's going to die that way. He's going to die that way. He'll die inside the room. And then nobody will know until they don't see him anymore. And they've been putting mails there and nobody's responding. And one day they come there. Knock, 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 knock. And the police will maybe break in and carry the thing out and bury him. Sad. What a life. And that's what some of you are programming yourself for. Continue. No, because when you got married, Auntie so-and-so's daughter came to your house. No. The house is for my husband and myself. Okay, get ready. Get ready. You must get responsible for other people. The Bible says, he that watereth shall himself be watered. If you take care of others, there will be those who will take care of you. It's a principle. Don't take care of anybody, only your children. When they grow up, they will all sky. And then you'll be at home. All you get will be letters. We hope you are fine, Daddy. And probably they'll send you change. But if you raise other people's children, look at what the Bible talks about a woman of God who should be respected in the house of God. One of the things that Paul said is find out if she has raised other people's children. That's what he said. If she has not, he says, don't number her in the house of God to be helped. All right now. Abraham had many. See, when God starts blessing you, you become great. And part of that greatness is that you go beyond your biological children to begin to raise other people's children. Job had a great household. That was a very great household. Higher. Some of you are angry that your parents helped other people's children. See, today, you are already an old man. You are still angry. My father neglected us and was helping other people's children. Up to today, that is why you are the way you are now. Yes, but you are blaming your father for it. You are blaming your father for it. Can't you see you? You are 40 years old, 50 years old. You are still blaming your father for your position today. Shame on you. You have nothing to do with the way you were born. But you have everything to do with how you remain. What happens to you thereafter. Keep blaming somebody. How old are you? 40. My father, you see, my father had many houses, but my father, your father. I think you got that, huh? Praise God!
The Leveled Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Leveled Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Leveled Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment. Wherever you are, whatever you speak, C-Tunes brings the gospel to you from English to Swahili, French to Arabic, Spanish to Hindi, Portuguese to Mandarin. The message of faith and salvation is breaking barriers. With C-Tunes, you gain access to over 250 Leveled Radio stations like Leveled Radio Iran, Leveled Radio Ukraine, Leveled Radio South Africa, Leveled Greece, and many more. Participate in every global ministry program in the language you best understand. Stay connected with motivational podcasts from our inspiring on-air personalities, and enjoy music that uplifts, inspires, and energizes. Log on to www.ctunes.org or download the app from the Leveled App Store. For further inquiries, please call +234-813-180-9663.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy, Sacré Cœur 3 Sikarp, Senegal. Worship with us on Sundays by 9 a.m., Wednesdays by 6:30 p.m. For inquiries or to share your testimony with us, please call 221-784-813-870-221-774-209-901. Or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.com. This is the continuation of the message, Four Kinds of Blessings.
Hallelujah. Genesis chapter number 24, I want to read from verse 34. Abraham's servant is speaking here. And he said, I am Abraham's servant. And the Lord hath blessed my master greatly. Oh boy. Even the servant knew it was the Lord that blessed him. He knew it. And notice the word greatly. He says, I am Abraham's servant, and the Lord hath blessed my master greatly, and he is become great. And he had given him flocks and herds and silver and gold and men servants and maid servants and camels and asses. Whew. That's the testimony of Abraham's servant. It says, the Lord hath blessed my master greatly. Greatly. Have you been blessed greatly? I said, where's your money? Somebody's at the back. Listen, let me tell you something. How many of you know money is the cheapest thing to have? Some of you don't quite agree, but because you're going to say from your experience, you know, it's not quite cheap, right? That's what you think. I know you think so. Some of you think so. You're surprised that I would say that. Okay. See, the difference between being rich and being poor has nothing to do with money. I know some of you agree because you think I'm going to say it is righteousness. No, it's not righteousness. You can be rich with righteousness, and you can be poor with righteousness. The Lazarus that the angels took to heaven with sores in his body, he was a righteous man. When he died, he went to heaven. He was a righteous man, but he had sores all over his body. And God allowed him because that was the life he chose. So you can go to heaven, have a lot of sores in your body on earth, and suffer and beg. Lazarus was a beggar. He was a beggar. He was a beggar. He was a righteous man. When he died, angels came and picked him up. Glory to God, he ended well. But you see, you can have a great life here so that the kingdom of God can be expanding through you. That's what really matters. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, so you're going to have to learn to function in this level of life. See, when you cast yourself on Jehovah, you trust His word. You trust His word. You give yourself over to His word. You give yourself to His word. And then you find God can ask you. Listen, I told you something some time ago. Every time God commands you to give, never think He's trying to take something from you. There is a law of the Spirit that He has to function with. He has to have a right to deliver certain things into your hands that someone else doesn't get or will not get. He has to have that right. So whenever the Holy Ghost is telling you to give something, it's because He is holding something that He wants to deliver to you. And so He says, give me this. So He has to operate on the law of harvest. Otherwise, He has a reason to demand the same thing. And she has a reason to demand the same thing. But God says, I'm giving you a word. Give me that thing. And he doesn't show you what is God for you. Because it's a life of faith. And then, because you don't see it, you are only conscious of what you are releasing. So, you think when you release, you lose. And so it keeps you where you are. So many are afraid to give. And because they are afraid to give, they have to stay in the first level of God's blessings. And the highest they can attain is the next level of God's great blessings. To move to God's greater blessings is a life of release. You no longer hold anything. Oh, I wish you understand this thing I'm telling you. Today, I can travel to any country without holding any money. I'm serious. I can travel to any country without holding any money. Money will come to me in abundance wherever I am. I can go out without money. And give instructions. You'd be amazed. See, you come to the point in your life where you discover that you are more important to God than everything else. You need to know it. Once you discover that, you will no longer be rated by money. Your value becomes the value that God places on you. So when you find yourself anywhere, everything you require will come to you. You become the center of attention to heaven. Are you catching this thing? You sure? It's so important. That's why in your life, you become daring. Daring. Instead of this commanding to receive, oh God, I ask for this, oh God, do this for me, do this for me, do this for me. Become a man, a woman who knows how to give. Oh, let me show you something. I find you this thing. Ho, 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 ho. Go to the book of Proverbs. Proverbs. Chapter number 13. Proverbs chapter 13. Are you with me? Who am I hearing your voices? What? What? You don't have chapter 13 in your Proverbs. What? I said Proverbs. She said it sounded like Romans. Proverbs. Is that all right? Proverbs chapter 13. Okay, was that the debate? You are trying to find out what he said. Okay. Proverbs chapter 13. I want to read something to you. Verse 8. A very important verse of the Bible. Hey, he said the ransom of a man's life are his riches, but the poor heareth not rebuke. Hey, he says the poor, no matter how you rebuke him and try to correct him, he doesn't hear. That's the reason he continues to be poor.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, Sacred Coeur 3 Sicarpe, Senegal. Worship with us on Sundays by 9 a.m., Wednesdays by 6:30 p.m. For inquiries or to share your testimony with us, please call 221-784-813-870-221-774-209-901. Or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.com. God bless you.